And now, a trip to the edge of Antarctica with Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence, Mark Seth Lender.
We depart our last anchorage and port of call and haul away and into the storm, now outside the bight, now passing the sharp outline of the promontory, and now the sea. Irate, the older sibling wishing you were never born. The sky is a coffin lid tucked all in on itself, the sea ice torn. The spray stings like a live thing with a mind to do you harm. I pull my greatcoat close to my face and hunker behind the rails. Shelter is the errand of a fool in this. You might as well extend your arms, your fingers spread, and claim that you can fly, and we make the turn towards our ship and meet the gale head on. The wake spirals off the stern. No one could keep a straight course in this. And we are weatherblind. No sign of 100 meters of steel in gear, white-knuckled to the safety line. And with an effort of will, I lift my eyes and risk a glance to the weather side where my reward for being brave, such bravery as I can mount, is not the safety that we seek, but a once-in-a-lifetime sight. The ocean parts from black and roiling clouds, the horizon splits in two, and sudden as a magnesium flare, from the break of sky and sea, an otherworldly light pours through Antarctic Peninsula. All along the line, mountains rise, glaciers crest in frozen curves, roiling snow across the peaks like smoke where nothing burns. Antarctic Peninsula. This must be how the planets look that orbit-distant stars human eyes will never see, not even in the mind's eye. Rare as a galleon coin wave-tossed among the bracken lost, a world entire stands apart, Antarctic Peninsula. The name rings like a ship's bell, like victory when all is lost, like the lifting of a magic spell. Antarctic Peninsula. This hour, this day, I will remember all my life.
That's Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence, Mark Seth Lender. To see Mark's photos from the Antarctic Peninsula, visit our website, loe.org.